Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 11th, 2024. Well, today in my daily Bible reading, I was reading in 1 Samuel chapter number 12 and verse number 3. And this is Samuel. He's coming to the end of his life. He has anointed Saul to be the king. And here's what he says. "Behold, here am I, witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore it to you." And they said, "Thou hast not defrauded us." So I want you to think about that. Here's Samuel coming to the end of his life, and he is saying, "Look back over my life. See if there's any way that my character is flawed. See if there's any way that I've cheated you. See if there's any way that I've done wrong." And of course, the people looks at the character of Samuel and says, "Hey, Samuel, you haven't defrauded us. You've not oppressed us. You've not taken anything from us." And my thought was this. I thought, how many of us would be willing and ready to stand before others and lay our lives out there and say, "Hey, have I cheated any of you?" In other words, look at my character. Examine my character and see if my character is flawed. You know, that's a bold thing for Samuel to do. Of course, he was the man of God, and he knew that he was right with God, and he was right before the people, and so he was willing to make that statement. But I just thought about how many of us could do likewise. You know, as Christians and followers of Jesus, it says about Jesus that, you know, there he is. He's a man that in whom is no guile. There was no guile found, not even in the words that he spoke. And you think about, that's the way that we as Christians ought to be known. Now, we can look at our lives before we were Christians, and we know that, you know, our character had some flaws because we were sinners, but we should strive to live perfectly without any flaws after we are Christians. Now, again, we know that we still have the flesh to deal with, and the flesh is going to battle. We're going to battle with the flesh every day, but we still should strive to be people of integrity. We still should strive to be people that if we were coming to the end of our lives, we should be able to say, "Hey, look at my life. Have I defrauded you? Have I been a person of integrity? Have I always spoken the truth to you? Have I always stood up for what's right?" That should be the thing that we should strive for. That's the way that we can honor and glorify Christ the best, is by being people of outstanding character, by standing up for life, and by standing up for Christ. So, just a few thoughts this morning. Are you striving to live with a character that you could say, "Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed"? Check and see if I have always been a person of integrity. Could you say that as Samuel did? And I pray that you could. I pray that you point others to Jesus by being a person of integrity. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word, and we thank you for your truth. And I pray, Lord, that we will always be people of integrity, that we would be willing to lay our lives out before others and know that we have stood right before others and before you. We thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to do this. Help us to be holy because you are holy. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, have a good day today. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.